Good morning, everyone. Oh, boy, here we go. Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
Carol Markowitz is with us, public relations consultant, political blogger, and contributor to It's a Free Country. That's the politics blog for our co-producer, WNYC. Carol, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Carol, you're in New York. Todd, is there anything in Washington going on besides the Wiener fallout this morning?
Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, is in town, and the president had his monthly update with his national security team out on Afghanistan and Pakistan yesterday. Other than that, we're all Wiener all the time, I suppose.
Well, let's listen to what the congressman said when he finally, some people are calling this as coming clean. Some people are saying he certainly clarified things yesterday, but the story is not over. Listen.
I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends, and supporters and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked. I then continued with that story, to stick to that story, which was a hugely regrettable mistake.
Lots more mentions of the word regret, lots more mentions of other contacts with women, but the key words, he's not resigning. Todd Zwillick, can he stick to that?
Well, he can certainly try. John, the history of sex scandals doesn't have a whole lot of rhyme or reason or rules to it when it comes to Congress. There's lots of recent examples of members of Congress who've done not identical, similar things, and they're gone.
And we should point out to Anthony Weiner is a Democratic congressman, definitely on the left, even the left of
yes.
Barack Obama, a critic, a frequent critic of the president. Go ahead, Todd.
Often is. Six-term congressman, by the way, from Brooklyn and Queens, just to bring people up to date on that. Look, the recent history of this doesn't have a lot of rhyme or reason. Chris Lee from the New York 26th District published pictures of himself on Craigslist, trolling for dates. He's gone. Eric Massa, also from New York, was gone after admitting to some dalliances from before he was elected. Vito Fisella, also from New York, cheated on his wife, and he's gone. A lot of those members of Congress lost their seats. But think about some others. Senator David Vitter from Louisiana, his phone number showed up in the book of the now famous, infamous D.C. Madam. David Vitter is still in office and got reelected. Barney Frank, member from Massachusetts, many, many years ago was outed in a sex scandal. In fact, it's how he was outed as a gay congressman. And of course, Barney Frank, we all know, is still in office. He survived for something ostensibly far worse than what Anthony Weiner has done.
Let's put that to Carol Markowitz, a public relations consultant and the political blogger for our co-producer WNYC's itsafreecountry.org. Carol, is there a standard here, or are we really looking at the media cycle, the sort of Twitter chipper here where instantaneous news and headlines can move us at light speed?
Well, he might survive his congressional seat said Chris Lee had to go, but Barney Frank survives. If enough of his constituents don't care that he sends lewd pics to women who aren't his wife on the internet, he might survive his seat. But his mayoral hopes are probably dashed, and it's never a good sign when the head of your own party calls for an ethics probe on you, as Nancy Pelosi has done. So if his party thinks the seat is up for grabs, they really may force him out, and it may be for grabs.
Well, Carol, perhaps Nancy Pelosi, it's been posited that the reason she's calling for an investigation is to actually establish that he didn't break any laws, which is something that he claimed during his press conference yesterday. But perhaps that's just a way to prove that Anthony Weiner didn't violate the Constitution or do anything illegal.
That could certainly be. There's rumors that he communicated with underage girls on Twitter, and I don't think the excuse that I didn't know because nobody knows anything on social media is going to be a valid excuse for that. So if that comes out that he did communicate with underage girls, I think that's a no-brainer, and he's out whether or not any technical laws were broken.
Well, and certainly on the sort of Republican side, this is the bombshell that they're alluding to. They don't say that they actually have any evidence on that, critics of Anthony Weiner, but that would be the bombshell. But Todd Zwillick, I mean, what is the history of this? You can't use the phone in your congressional taxpayer-supported office for XYZ, and that would include, I guess, in this case, possibly communicating with people for sort of flirtatious sexual...
Right.
reasons.
Right. And when Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader, called for an ethics investigation, the content of her statement was exactly that, to determine whether Anthony Weiner had used congressional resources. In this case, you can imagine a telephone, a BlackBerry, or a computer that belonged to Congress for any of these communications. Now, Anthony Weiner was a little bit circumspect on that point. He said that he said he doesn't remember every single incident, but that he doesn't think he did that. That could certainly land him in the sights of the Ethics Committee, as can the generic charge of bringing a bad reputation, ill repute onto the House. Now, there's lots of reasons to bring ill repute onto the House, but...
on themselves every day. It seems to me there's also a new industry in Washington. Listen to Andrew Breitbart, who has been at the center of this story, talking about actually answering charges that he's something of a predator himself, politically speaking, in Washington.
I'm not doing this for nefarious purposes. I'd like an apology from him for allowing for his political protectors, this was his strategy, was to blame me, for hacking. Oh, don't worry. Breitbart's our regular whipping boy. We can accuse him of anything, and the press will not hold those journalists to account, no matter what they say. And so I'm here for some vindication.
Republican or Democrat, Todd and Carol, you go to Washington, you get yourself an office, you start Googling pictures, and you got yourself a job.
Andrew Breitbart has made a career out of trying to out people, bring people down, especially his political enemies. You remember Shirley Sherrod over at the Department of Agriculture.
Right. That was a mess.
It was a mess, and the video used to try to get her fired that did get her fired was edited in such a way that Andrew Breitbart wound up having to apologize for because she got her job back. Remember that?
Yes, and I guess he decided the lesson there is stick with still pictures.
Well, what... That's a funny one, John. But Andrew Breitbart seems to want an apology because he may have regained some credibility for himself. Most journalists don't consider him credible as a source, which is why he was defending himself so strongly yesterday.
Right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Carol, take us out very quickly. 30 seconds.
Andrew Breitbart was right all along. While most of the so-called journalists that don't respect him didn't really pursue the story so much, they didn't ask the follow-up questions that he did end up answering.
There you go.
Does Weiner stay? It can go either way, but probably not. Probably more to this story.
All right. Carol Markowitz, public relations consultant, political blogger, and contributor to itsafreecountry.org. That's the politics blog for our co-producer, WNYC. It's linked to thetakeaway.org, so go check it out. Thanks so much, guys.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.